This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The Federal Reserve's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, kicks off today. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke is skipping this year, but it is still an important economic event. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on what the doings in cowboy country will tell us about where the economy's going.
3 years ago in Jackson Hole, Bernanke signaled a new round of bond buying to boost the economy. This year, it's all about when the Fed will scale back its stimulus. Michael Farr heads bond investment company Farr, Miller & Washington.
It's a really important time for the economy and the Fed and the markets, and we're listening very closely to every utterance out of Jackson Hole.
Farr says if we hear buzzwords like soft recovery or stalled recovery, it could hint that the Fed will keep the money coming. But hints about when the Fed will start tapering that stimulus may be hard to come by, says Bill Stone with PNC Wealth Management.
Without Bernanke being there, it doesn't seem likely we'll get any sort of major clues on timing from Jackson Hole.
The other topic of interest is who will succeed Bernanke. Could we get a hint about that from Jackson Hole?
I don't seem to be getting a clue as to who the next Fed chairman is either.
Well, less news does mean more time for hiking and fly fishing. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Marketplace.